I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. They tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend. Within the hall of Pilate, he stood without a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. Always keeping the main thing, the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this day, this morning, that He's given us. Didn't have to do it, but He did. And we just want to be thankful to Him for this day. He brought us out here. He brought you out here to hear me again. Ain't that something? Amen. I hope and pray that something said make you a better person this morning. May God bless our ears of hearing, our hearts of receiving, and our wills to obey. Our lesson is taken from the book of Philippians, what was read to you, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. But I would like to read from Philippians 1 through 14. Philippians 3, the third chapter, verses 1 through 14. And it reads, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath, wherefore he might trust in the flesh, I am more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisees, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteous, which is in the law blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, who for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made comfortable unto His death, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained either, were also perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. My subject today is, that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Some of you who from the troglodyte days, y'all know, from the Stone Age, y'all know about that song, that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. That's just a saying, you know, that was yesterday. I'm not going to preach on that song, but the words from that was yesterday, and yesterday is gone. Because sometimes what's happening, we don't leave yesterday. Amen. Something may have happened to us yesterday. Something may have been said to us yesterday that we just can't forget about yesterday and what was said or what was done. There's something that we may have done or said to someone yesterday, and we can't forget what we have done. There's something that we may have said to ourselves yesterday or done to ourselves yesterday that we can't leave in yesterday. Amen? That was yesterday. Paul is telling us something, and yesterday is gone. Amen? Yesterday is gone. But sometimes we look back, especially the thing that we've done to people, and we're sorry for it, and we just can't get it out of our minds, out of our vision. And Paul is saying that leave these things behind and press on to the goal. Press on. Pressing on means you got to recognize that you're on the straight and narrow, and the straight and narrow ain't that big, and you're pressing on. You know, just like you're pressing through snow. You ever walk through snow before with the snowshoes? Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, you're pressing on, and that's what Paul is saying. Press on. He's pressing on, and that's what we ought to do. Press on. Press on. And this let yesterday be yesterday. But sometimes we have said something or we have done something to some folks, or something that we may should have done or should have said to someone and we didn't say it. Amen. And it gets to us. And it's like this, you know, yesterday, you know, it's in our face like this. Amen. And it holds us back. We can't see, amen, because we got yesterday before us. Yesterday has a place, and that place is where? Behind us. But we sometimes keep yesterday here, and we can't see, amen. Some things, especially some things that somebody has said to us that hurt us real bad, or done something to us that hurt us real bad. Amen. And we cannot get that thing out of our minds, out of our hearts. And we're trying to move on, right? But we just can't seem to go like we want to go and get there, like we need to get there, because it's in our way. This yesterday. Amen. And I want to just say to you that forgiveness is good. Amen. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, when somebody do something to you, you're going to forgive just like that. I can't do it like that, but this is what God is telling us to forgive. Amen. And forgiveness is a time that has to heal. Amen. When somebody do something to you, and just like when you do something to someone else, it has to heal. It's a time of healing. Amen. So you give it time to healing, and don't get yourself into trouble by revenging what happened. Amen. Because when we revenge what happened, what happens is we add on more kindling to a fire that needs to be out. We revenge someone, and then guess what someone's going to do to us? Revenge us back. And then we back and forth. I say, forgive right? Just like God forgive us for what we have done to him and for what we think we didn't do to him. We ought to, you know, he's forgiven us. But we ought to have that forgiveness. Amen. That forgiveness that we can go on. It's going to take some time to heal. Amen. It's going to take some time, but we ought to have that forgiveness in us because things are going to happen. And sometimes we may do things to ourselves and say things to ourselves. We might say something like, you know, what I've done yesterday, I can't be a preacher. What I've done yesterday, I can't be nobody's teacher. What I've done yesterday, I can't be baptized because what I've done is just too wrong. Amen. And sometimes folks think like that, you know, what they have done is just too wrong. Amen. And when you think like that, you're putting yourself in a hole and you're trying to dig yourself out of that hole. Amen. Because we ought to recognize that what we have done was yesterday and yesterday's gone. We got to keep it in yesterday. Amen. Some folks don't want us to keep yesterday. They'll come to us and say things like, I know where you've been. I know what you did. You ain't all that. I remember who you were. Amen. And people has come to me like that and said that, you think you're all that now because you're a Christian. Because you're preaching a little now, you think you're all that and so forth and so on. I know where you came from. And I would tell them this. You don't know it like I do. Amen. You don't know where I came from like I know. Amen. You know, but if can you see where I'm at now? Amen. You know where I was yesterday. But the thing is, can you see where I'm at now? And I'm not speaking about no money because I ain't got no money. Amen. But I'm saying where I'm at in Christ. Are you with me? What Christ has done. And he could do the same for that person who told me that. That's what I'm trying to say. Can you see where I'm at now? Amen. The Bible says in Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 62, it says, no man having put his hand to the plow looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. Some of you been in you country boys, ain't all you city boys here. Amen. I would ask you to hold your hand up, but you probably said, I ain't going to hold my hand. I don't want nobody to know I'm from the country. Amen. But anyway, when you plow, usually it's a horse or a mule or whatever, right? You want to make those rows straight because it's helpful when it's straight. Amen. It's easier to when you harvest, when you make the harvest, you can. Amen. You know, and there's other things to it too. Now, I ain't, you know, 100% country boy now. Amen. You know, I'm a little city too now. All right, but when you're plowing, right, you don't look back. Amen. You look forward. You look forward and plow. And this is what it's saying. If you look back, you just ain't good enough to be a disciple. You ain't good enough to teach God's word. Amen. If you look back, no man who look back is you just ain't going to have it to teach God's word or to preach God's word. If you look back, amen. If you look back, let yesterday stay where it's at. Amen. Amen. And look forward. Look, press ahead for what Christ is having you to do for now and for then. Because as I stated before, we live in a world who have left Christ, a world who have lost their minds. Amen. This is where we're at. We're living in perilous times. Amen. And when I say we, I'm not speaking about you. Remember, please remember that part. I'm speaking about those other people. Amen. We have lost our minds. The things we're doing. And we as Christians, we got a job to do. And remember, if we don't do it, who will? If we can't do it, who can? Amen. And the book says if we look back, we're not fit to teach. If we look back, we're not fit to preach. Amen. I'm not saying that, you know, you don't have some bad stuff in your back, in your closet, because I do. And yes, I do. I am not perfect. Amen. I have done some terrible things, shameful things. Yes, I have. But, like the book says, some of you were. Are you with me? Some of you were, but now you are washed. Amen. Now you are sanctified. Now you are justified. Amen. You were, but now you're okay now. And believe this, somebody's going to come and tell you you ain't all that still. But you got to tell them. You got to let them understand when Christ saved you, you say, I'm saved indeed because he did. You might not forgive me. You may not forget, but he has washed me clean. Amen. Because some of us were those other people, prostitutes. Some of us were male prostitutes, women prostitutes. Some of us was drunkards, staying all over the place. Amen. Some of us would look at a, some of us would look at a person who do drugs, right? And just got paid, right? And we would go to that person who amen, who doing that drug, who looking down and out, who just as high as a kite, right? You just, are you with me? And we would go to that person and say, where can I get some? Amen. Where can I get? Where'd you go? Amen. Not looking at what, amen. And that's what some of us, we were, but now we are washed. Are you with me? We are sanctified. We are justified in Christ. We don't have to worry about things like that no more. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. It's behind us now. Are you with me? And you know, Satan, he used folks to do his deed. They're going to come and tell you about your yesterdays and keep you in remembrance of, you know, your yesterday. You know, sometimes I go to some people who I know, and it would remind me of that yesterday. And I feel a need not to even be around them. Amen? When they start that. Book tell me, you know, it says, you know, abstain from folks like that. You know, people try to, you know, take you back where you just came from. Man, I just got out of that hole. I don't want to go back. And if they don't stop, I say something like this. If you don't leave me alone, I'm going to tell my big brother Jesus on you. Amen. Are you with me? I'm going to tell my big brother on you if you don't stop. Amen. And they stop. Now we got to recognize this. Some might say, well, yesterday wasn't all bad. Some good things happened yesterday. You know, it's not that yesterday was so bad that I don't want to. Are you with me? But I just want to say to you, God, come a little closer with this now. God, every day, every new day God make for us is better than any day yesterday. Amen? Any day God made for us today, we could put all them good days together in the back. All them fine times we had, the cookouts and the, you know, and the parties and, the, you know, whatever, the good things, the good times we had, right? We could put them all together, but that new day, that just one new day God give us, right, is better than all of those yesterdays. Are you with me? It's better than all those yesterdays. You see, yesterday is gone. That was yesterday, and it's gone. I don't have to look back for yesterday, to, you know, because I can't get nothing from you. Whatever I have done is done. Some things, like I said, I have done, I'm ashamed of it. Some things I've done were just pure wrong. Amen. I am not perfect. And if you're looking for a perfect preacher, you got the wrong man. Amen. You just got the wrong man, because I have done some stuff. Amen. In back there. But it's back there now, and I'm going to leave it back there. Because this is what Paul is telling me through the Spirit. He said, leave these things in the back. Even though it's some good things, right? You know, be careful that you don't put them in the front of you, because whatever you put in the front of you, that's what's leading you. Do you agree? If it's in the front of you, that means you, are you with me? If God is in the front of you, then that's what's, amen? But if he ain't in the front of you, you're following something else. Amen. Now let me drop this by before I go on now, right? Now, if you go to a bank and you borrow some money from the bank, don't go telling them people Brother Patterson said this is yesterday and yesterday is gone. Amen. You pay them people back. Amen. I ain't speaking about that. If you owe somebody some money, amen, the Bible says, oh, no, man. Are you with me? So pay those folks. Amen. But to go on about that was yesterday and yesterday's gone. You see, there's some good things about yesterday. But every day God give us, every day is better than any yesterday we ever had. Amen. And you got, that's something that you have to believe. If you don't believe that, it ain't doing you no good. Amen. Any day God has, any new day God has given us is better than any yesterday. Lamentations, the third chapter, verse 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Every morning it's you know, and it ain't really new. It's just, that's just God. Amen. Amen. That's just God. And God is good. And he's not good just sometimes. He's good all the time. He's not just good all the time. He's good every time. Amen. And he don't pick a time to be good. That's just God. Amen. And he loved me so. He loves me so. Amen. And the Bible says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. You see, but still there's some people, right, who is still living in that yesterday. And there's some people who want you to be in that yesterday. They want you to remember what you did, right? And it's not that you don't remember, it's that it's yesterday and yesterday's gone. But see, everybody ain't going to understand it like that. Sometimes we say something to somebody and, you know, we expect them. Somebody say something to us, we expect them to say, I'm sorry. Maybe they won't. Amen? You know, it'll be a good thing if you say, listen, man, what I done, I'm sorry. Right? You see? What I did to you, that's a good thing. Are you with me? But sometimes they don't want to say, because they want you to, you know, to remember what they did. You see? Because what they did, they don't want it to go away that fast. Because that's why they did it, to hurt you. Amen? They wanted to hurt you. That's why they didn't want it to, amen, to leave. But that was yesterday, and yesterday is gone. We have to remember that we can't do anything about then. We just do better now. Are you with me? We do better with this day for the future. There's nothing that we could do about yesterday. You know, it's gone. It's done with. And like I said, some of us were fornicators. Some of us were adulterers. Some of us were drunkards. Amen. We were just like the blood, but now we are washed, we are sanctified, we are purified, we are justified, and we are going that way. Amen. You know that song, I'm going that way. Jesus the Savior out of the door is with me each day. Amen. I'm going that way. Amen. Now, I'm not going back. I'm going that way. You see, yesterday, some of the Jews wanted to kill Paul. You know, because they didn't believe that he was, you know, saved now. He was the man that he is now. They just,
maybe some of them, Paul had their relatives killed probably, and they got vengeance for Paul now, you know,
and they just not going to forgive him. They want him dead. Are you with me? You know, because what he done yesterday, and sometimes some things that we done to folks yesterday, they didn't want to kill us. Amen. And they mad at us for doing it. Amen. But Paul, he's showing us something in this. He's saying that, you know, they wanted to kill me. Paul said, yesterday, some of the own disciples were afraid of him because they couldn't believe that he had changed. You see, that Jesus had washed them clean. They couldn't believe it. Some of them didn't trust Paul. Amen. You see, Paul is saying that if Christ saved me, I'm saving thee. I ain't wondering about you guys, right? But it just so happened Barnabas happened to be there, and Barnabas told him, so forth and so on. And then before that, a one named Ananias, Jesus told Ananias what to do. Amen. Told him exactly what to do. And he going to question Jesus. Now, Jesus said, I've heard a lot about this man. You're talking to Jesus. Amen. And Jesus finally said, just go and do what I said. You know, just do what I said. This is Paul. And I placed him where he is. Amen. And Paul, he went on. You see, because Paul, he know where he came from. And he said he's finished with that. He said he's pressing on. He's done with the things behind him. Are you with me? I'm done doing wrong. I'm tired of it. I don't know if you know, but it's just like, man, I'm tired of those things. But I sometimes look back, you know, and I say, what in the world were you thinking? What were you thinking when you did that? When you said that? What? Huh? And believe me, if we're not careful, we could go back also. That's why it's so important that we need one another. Because every now and then, some of us gonna get a little weak. And we really need one another. Amen? Really need one another. It's an example of the needing. If I pick up this table, it's heavy. If Jerry helped me, guess what? It's lighter. If Tom helps me, guess what? It's lighter. If Brother McGlock, it's lighter. Are you with me? And we're sharing our love and and burdens, you know, and we're making it light. Are you with me? We need one another. You know, to save us and keep us from yesterday, because yesterday is want us to come back. Are you with me? Yesterday want us to, you know, I go home sometimes and they doing it up, right? And I don't go. I say, you know, I'm not, you know, I come to see my mom, you know. I ain't got time for that. Oh, you know, you're all that now, right? You know, you're preaching now, taking them people money. They ain't taking nobody's money. You can say what you want to say. Are you with me? But that's the world. And those are the people who want to keep you back there, want you back. Are you with me? To come back and share some time with them because they lonely, I guess. You know, this ain't right without you. You know, you're missed. You have been missed. You know, we need you back here.
You see, but you don't, amen, yesterday, that was yesterday. Some things we've done in yesterday. Paul, like I said, Paul, he gave us this example of yesterday. He says he's pressing forward to the goal. He's pressing. Pressing means, amen, pressing forward to the goal. And that's what we ought to be doing now. And sometimes we're pressing and we see a brother, he's struggling. Guess what? Now we've sure enough got to press now. Amen? You see, because we ought to love one another like that. Just like that. Are you with me? And, if we ain't got it, learn it. Learn. We ain't got nothing else to do. Learn how to love. Learn the Bible. Study to show that self-approval. Workmen need not be ashamed. Rightly divided in the truth. Study. Pray to God. You know, pray to Him. You know, we need this. Got to have it. If we don't do this, if, like I said, we got a lot of work to do in this here world. These are perilous times. We got men marrying men. And, what are we doing? We're sitting back and saying, oh, you're just as wrong as you could be. What are you doing about it? What are you saying something? Our children is falling by the wayside, left and right. What are we doing? We spoke this morning, right, about children, right? I didn't want to get into it too tough, right? You know, but as I stated before, the Bible says, beat your children. Amen? And I know some folks, I'm not beating my child. The Bible says, beat your child. Train them up. Remember we spoke about that? You don't beat them when they get 6'8". Amen? You hit that, are you with me? That boy when he's 6'8", guess what he's going to do? Hit you back. And then that's when child, you know, you abuse. Are you with me? Because if he hits you, you're going to hurt him. And that's when child abuse. But when it's from, when you're supposed to, I'm not saying, you know, hurt the baby. I'm no. It, up. Bring them up. Train them up. Are you with me? Up. Do it here. Amen? Father said, honey, Junior did wrong. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get it. Don't beat that boy because, you know, I love him. He's too precious. Don't beat him, right? Junior, right? Are you with me? Junior got 6'8". 6'8". Mother said something to the mother that hurt her feelings. I'm going to tell your daddy when he gets home. Amen? Your daddy going to get you when you get home, when he gets home, right? Daddy gets home. Daddy, Junior said something to me I could not believe. Amen? He said something to me that he shouldn't have said. Sick him, Daddy. You sick him. Amen? You sick him. When I wanted to sick him, you stopped me. Amen? Down there. Amen? Down there. That's when we were supposed to start, not when you get up here. And that's when it's called child abuse, because you have to hit them. The bigger they get, the harder you're going to have to what? Hit them. And a switch ain't going to work. Amen? And I think somewhere it said that it's better to beat a child than to hurt them with words. Amen? Okay. I heard that anyway, you know, because it said you hurt a child with word is more effect. You shouldn't say, are you with me? But Junior is 6'8", now you said sick him, Daddy. Mm-mm, you sick him. Are you with me? Are you with me? But anyway, I didn't, you know, Jerry, I didn't want to, you know, amen. Paul is saying that Christ saved me from yesterday, right? He saved me from yesterday. Turn with me to 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Of course, I don't want you to go to sleep on me, you know. You say, Brother Pastor, you preach too long. You know, he just preach much too long, you know. You know, because I always think like this, right? Get the word to folks. Get the word to folks. If you got something to say, say it and get it over with. Amen. You got to stretch it long, and you know, somebody gonna fall out to sleep or whatever. You know, and it's your fault. Amen. 1 Timothy. This beginning. 1 Timothy 1. This begin at verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 1, begin at verse 12 through 16. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. That's how some of us were. We were ignorant. Some say ignorant. We were ignorant. We just didn't know no better. Amen? You know, but when we come to know better, we do better. That's what being said a lot. When you know better, you do better. Amen? And if we know better, we shouldn't turn back. Because the Bible said it's better not to have known the way than to know the way and turn back. Amen. Verse 14, the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said, I'm the chief, amen. I've done some bad things, amen. This is what Paul said. I've done some real, real bad things, amen. And some of us, we have done some real, real bad things. And some might say, well, the things that I didn't do were all that bad. If it was sin, it was bad, amen. If it was sin, it was bad. Verse 16, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth a long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the life everlasting. Amen. Okay. Am I in the right place? Okay. 1 Timothy 1, 12 through 16. That's what I meant to read. How be it, for this cause I obtained mercy that I might first, Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. In other words, Paul is saying that, you know, what he's shown me, he can show you too. Amen. Paul said, I was the chief of sinners. Amen. My name is Kenneth Patterson. I was the chief of sinners. The sin that I committed was chief. It was bad enough for me to be saved. Amen? And we are not to walk around thinking that, you know, my sin ain't all that bad. Because if you walk around like that, you continue to sin. Amen? You're going to continue to do that same thing. Amen. I hope something said made somebody better for being here. If you are here and you're not a member of God's church, there's some things that must happen. It must happen. You can't get around it. It must happen. You must hear God's word. You can't get around that. You must believe what you heard. You can't get around it. You must repent of your way to God's way. You must repent. You cannot get around it. You must confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You can't get around it. You must be baptized in water for the remission of sin. Not sprinkled, but submerged, like a burial in water. After that, stay steadfast in God's grace. You must worship. You must give. You must teach. You must preach. You must serve. You must love. You can't get around these things. You just can't get around them. Amen. If you are here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, at this time we may ask for prayer.